It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The Hunger Task Force works alongside a network of food pantries, meal sites, and shelters to serve families facing hunger in the Milwaukee area. We learn about its partnerships that enabled the distribution of more than 9 million pounds of food last year. Call in with a question. You can add comments. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Guy Smith is Executive Director of Milwaukee County Parks. Guy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. And Matt King is here, the incoming CEO of Hunger Task Force. Matt, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Kate. Good to be here.
Good morning. So, Matt, starting with you, this marking the 50th year of the Hunger Task Force, how different is food insecurity today than in past decades, past generations?
Yeah, thanks, Kate. Yeah, so as you mentioned, Hunger Task Force is a nonprofit working to end hunger throughout Wisconsin. And we've been around for 50 years, and partnerships have really been a big part of that. So we've been really honing in on collaborations like the one with Milwaukee County Parks. And I think that's been a big evolution, is that a lot of other organizations are getting involved and taking an interest in supporting this work.
Your organization is seeing a recent rise in food insecurity across Milwaukee, and your outgoing CEO, Sherry Tesler, told a TV station recently that pantry reliance increased from about 17,000 individuals in January of 2023 to now in January 2024, more than 24,000 people. Why are more people relying on food pantries?
Well, throughout the course of the pandemic, there were resources that were available through the federal government and state government that have since sunsetted and gone away. So the end of the pandemic era benefits, as well as the increased costs that we've all been experiencing, you know, food being an obvious one, but even costs of transportation and housing have been on the rise as well. So that increase in the cost of living has been a big piece of what we're hearing from the community as to the rise in need.
Turning to you, Guy, Milwaukee County Parks having this longstanding relationship with the Hunger Task Force, how important are partnerships to ending hunger across the state?
I think partnerships are key. For Milwaukee County Parks, we're throughout all of Milwaukee County. We have 153 parks, over 15,300 acres of land, and we recognize that parks are a major part of community and community building. And we very much believe in the great work that the Hunger Task Force does and providing food, especially in the summer through summer programs at our parks, especially at our playgrounds where there's programming, food. But then one of the major initiatives that the Hunger Task Force has taken on over the past couple decades is running the farm, which is actually Milwaukee County Parkland down in Franklin. And it provides such a vital resource of nutritious food for the community. And I can't be more proud of that partnership.
We're going to get to the farm in a moment, but I want to ask you about how food distribution goes with parks in the summer. Can you explain the connection there?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, we want our youth to be able to be well-fed all year round. But certainly in the summer, most students, most youth are out of school. And so some of those resources are then in high demand. And so we have partnered with MPS Recreation to help program some of our playgrounds, and then Hunger Task Force and some of their partners provide lunches. And we've been able to do that at various parks. We've also been able to do that at some of our community centers within our parks. And we just, it's one of those things where we want to be sure to meet people where they're at.
I wonder then, Matt, how you're able to leverage that type of delivery system, what impact that has with the massive amounts of food you're trying to move.
Yeah, the Summer Meals Collaborative is a really critical piece to addressing childhood hunger. And that's been a key focus of our organization for 50 years. And that's how we started, was just a focus on hungry kids in Milwaukee. Summer is a time when childhood hunger is at its peak, that kids are at the most risk for childhood hunger, because kids who are otherwise dependent on summer on school lunches and school breakfasts maybe don't have that same access. And so the Summer Meals Collaborative really brings together, as Guy mentioned, the parks, Milwaukee Rec, the Social Development Commission, the Department of Public Instruction, Kohl's as a private funder, the Boys and Girls Clubs, YMCA, school districts like MPS, West Dallas, West Milwaukee, Salvation Army, Center for Independence, the Sheriff's Office, No Kid Hungry, USDA. So you can get the sense that this is really a massive collaboration, and it's been recognized at the federal level as a model that the USDA would like other cities and other states to emulate.
And in that massive collaboration, though, you have to consistently deliver. That food has to be there each time, and that way the people who need it can expect it. Is that difficult for you?
It's definitely complicated. But feeding hungry kids is like a logistic that we have figured out at this point. A lot of the meals are reimbursable to these entities through the federal government. And so the resources are there. The logistics have been figured out, but it is essentially a year-round planning process to lead up to the summer.
Matt King is incoming CEO of Hunger Task Force. We have Guy Smith with us, who leads Milwaukee County Parks, partners with Hunger Task Force on a summer meals program in parks we've been talking about. As we discuss ways to fight hunger, call in with the question. You can share your perspective at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We explore new ways to address hunger in Wisconsin and partnerships of a hunger relief organization in the Milwaukee area. More than 700,000 Wisconsinites are receiving food share benefits to help pay for groceries. That's according to the State Health Department. Call in with a question. Share comments. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Matt King is incoming CEO of Hunger Task Force, which is based in West Milwaukee. Guy Smith is here, executive director of Milwaukee County Parks. Guy, the Hunger Task Force, as you mentioned, operates this 208-acre farm in the suburb of Franklin. Farm grows food for food banks around the county. How is Milwaukee County Park System involved in this operation?
Well, it's a really neat, unique relationship and a really cool project. And so Milwaukee County Parks, believe it or not, owns about 800 acres of farmland. And we lease some of those out to local farmers. Some of them are community gardens with University of Wisconsin Extension. And then we have this unique partnership with the Hunger Task Force with the farm. And so the farm utilizes obviously agricultural land. They also have orchards. Something that you might not be aware of, or the general public might not be aware of, is there's a beautiful oak savanna and natural area that runs along the Root River that the natural areas staff of my team, as well as the Hunger Task Force, collaborate on to help be stewards of the environment. But it's just so impressive, the high quality produce and the quantity that Matt and his team are able to provide and to be able to share amongst our community. So Milwaukee County Parks is just really proud to be part of that partnership. We recognize food insecurity being a really major issue in Milwaukee and across the state, and we want to be part of the solution.
Matt, can you talk about the aspect of the farm in your total operation of food distribution and the role of it? Yeah.
One of the consistent challenges for food banks and food pantries, not only in Milwaukee, but across the country, is access to fresh produce and reliable access to fresh produce in substantial quantities. And, not just any produce, but high quality fresh produce. And we all know how expensive it is to eat healthy. And for those who are living in poverty or living on the edge of poverty, eating healthy and having access to fresh produce is a reality that they might not have. And so the farm gives us that ability to grow our own fresh produce, not be as reliant upon the ebbs and flows of donations, but rather growing our own, ensuring that it's high quality, market quality, fresh produce, which really speaks to a key aspect of our mission, which is dignity. And so we believe that when we serve people, that people should have a dignified, compassionate experience. And so the farm allows us to provide over 25 different kinds of produce. We grow over a 500,000 pounds each year. And so this has become our most substantial source of fresh produce.
Is that scalable, I wonder? Is that fresh farm produce, can you still produce more, or are you at maximum capacity for that, for the farm?
I believe it is. And I believe it's not only scalable, but replicable. And so I think it's an innovative concept that, could be exported to other areas. So maybe Guy and I will talk more about, some more of that 800 acres of farmland someday.
Some negotiating there. So, like, how much planting and harvest coordination and volunteerism is needed to make that farm operate at its full capacity with the fresh produce that you need in distribution?
It's a tremendous community effort. We would not be able to do it without the help of volunteers. We actually engage just at the farm over 5,000 community volunteers every growing season.
Wow.
So volunteers are engaged in every aspect of the farm, from planting to weeding to harvesting, washing, packing, etc. And so it's a really unique experience for people as well who may not have an agricultural background because it's not required. They can show up, get trained, and have the experience of not only participating in a farm activity, but also giving back.
That is Matt King at Hunger Task Force. We have Guy Smith here at Milwaukee County Parks as we talk about efforts to reduce food insecurity in the Milwaukee area. Call in questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Guy, the farm is intentionally also growing culturally appropriate foods. Can you talk about that effort?
I think it's really important, and I think the Hunger Task Force has done a really good job on responding to what the public wants and needs. And I think that's great because both the Hunger Task Force as a service nonprofit and Milwaukee County Parks as a public entity, it's important that we listen to our constituents, or we listen to our users of our programs and things like that. And the fact that the Hunger Task Force has been able to diversify the types of crops that they're growing and their produce that they're providing, I think is just awesome. And I can tell you from personal experience, my leadership team and I have volunteered at the farm during the harvest season, and you feel a real sense of community. And I think what's really important is what Matt said, is that the Hunger Task Force does it with dignity, because everyone deserves to be able to eat healthy and have high quality food. And I think collaboratively, that is what we're providing.
I wonder, Matt King, then, what could, whether it be the state lawmakers, the local area, do to further the work you're doing to make it more effective and to end hunger?
Yeah, I think land access is a huge challenge, as we know, for farmers, particularly beginning farmers. And so this doesn't need to just be a nonprofit solution. We talked about the different private and public sector partners that are coming together through this work. And I think that improving access to farmland is a big piece of it. I do think that it would be beneficial to further incentivize state and local agriculture to be able to give their high quality products to food banks and hunger relief organizations as well.
Guy, through these partnerships, in our closing moments together, do you view parks in a new light?
You know, that's a really good question. 5 years ago, Milwaukee County as a whole focused on doing a strategic plan and having Milwaukee County being the healthiest county in Wisconsin and ending racism. And here's the deal. The reality is that we, the Parks Department, completed our strategic plan that aligns with Milwaukee County's plan. It aligns with the Milwaukee Parks Foundation's plan, and is very similar to the type of work that we're doing with the Hunger Task Force, where we really are focused on social determinants of health and looking like parks have so many. There's mental health, there's physical health. Here we're feeding people nourishment. There's so many different aspects. So I would say yes. I would say within the last few years, our paradigm, our mindset definitely has adjusted. Certainly, we've worked with Hunger Task Force for over 20 years, but yeah, it's definitely changed.
Thank you both for joining us. Guy Smith leads Milwaukee County Parks, Matt King at Hunger Task Force. You're listening to The Morning